Well, good morning again, church. And good morning to you, Lord. Are you in or out? That's my question today. And that seems to be kind of what Jesus is getting to in our gospel reading this morning. He started his ministry, he's called his disciples, and he's getting a name for himself, and not necessarily all good. And he starts preparing his disciples for what's going to happen, for his road to the cross. And he wants to make sure that they understand what the risk is to follow him. It's not an easy decision, but it's a risk worth taking. The words of Jesus seem to contradict that image that we have of Jesus being this peacemaker. But just in the middle of his words, Jesus says, "Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them falls to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are counted. So do not be afraid." Do not be afraid. So no matter what transpires as one of his followers, there's no need to be afraid. Not then and not now. So what does this tell us? Are you in or are you out? Do we have enough trust in God, in Jesus, to do things in his name? If the answer is yes, then we need to be prepared for a future as a Christian that is not a gold-paved avenue, but can be a rough road. Thankfully, Jesus gives us four-wheel drive to maneuver these rocky roads. He gives us what we need to maneuver around and over those things that would distract us from staying on the right road. "Do not think I've come to bring peace. I've come to bring not peace, but a sword." It's the sword of salvation. We need a sword sometimes to whack our way through the challenging and tough times. At least I do. And sometimes the challenges come from within us. And sometimes we have to battle demons within ourselves in order to live our lives true to Jesus. Those things that try to separate us from the love of God are what we have to watch out for. In Ephesians 6:17, it tells us how to put on the full armor of God. And Billy Graham lays it out like this. So get ready. Put on your armor of God. Strap on the belt of truth, knowing who God is, knowing his word. Fasten the breastplate of righteousness and protect your heart. And fit your feet with the shoes of peace, knowing we carry the good news of Jesus' death and resurrection. Take your helmet of salvation. We must protect the head at all costs, putting on salvation, putting on Jesus. Grab your sword of the Spirit, knowing the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. In Jesus, we have victory. The sword that Jesus brings is the sword that we use, both spiritual and actual, perhaps, sometimes. Sometimes if someone says something and we know that it goes against what it is that Jesus stands for, we have to pull out the sword and correct that. I'm not saying we do any real chopping, but you know what I mean. We have to fight those things that come to us to destroy us, and they are many. But here's the thing, the sword is not something that we take up in an aggressive manner or to initiate conflict. It's for protection. Be ready. Are you in or are you out? And there are times in this crazy world that you may have to choose the way of Jesus over the way of the world. And it may even happen in your own family. Are you in or are you out? There is no even close to easy way to follow Jesus. You can't just kind of follow Jesus. In or out. This week, the words to a Christian song kept going through my head. It reminded me how easy it is to put the woes of everything onto someone else before we take a self-assessment. So I need to think first, not if they would only, but I need to think, what if I would only? Not my brother nor my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my brother nor my sister, but it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. And it goes on, and it has other couples of people who we always think, well, maybe, you know, maybe we need to pray for that person, but remembering or hoping to remember that we need prayer too, that we stand in the need of prayer. It's not all about blaming someone else or seeing someone else do something that we don't agree with. We have to be in or out in our way of life, in our march to follow Jesus to the cross and beyond. There are a lot of things in this passage that I find troublesome, and I'm sure others do too. There's probably about 4 or 5 sermons, but what I really felt like I was called to share today was that idea that we can do it. We can do all things through God who keeps us strong. We can overcome all things as long as we put Jesus first and as long as we own what we need to own and not put what we need to own onto others as a way to get out of whatever. So I invite us to stand strong in the need of prayer. Take up the sword of the Spirit for protection. Go into the world. Are you in or out? Go into the world and conquer all things that go against the love of Christ. That's our call as disciples, to make sure that things that are going against the church or us or Jesus are corrected. We have the job of correction. And sometimes for me that feels uncomfortable. Like, who am I to do that? Well, who am I? I am Jesus' disciple. That's who I am. And when Jesus says go, I need to go. When Jesus says come in, I need to come in. Are we in or are we out? Amen.